Once in a while, a book reviewer gets a chance to make everybody happy. Never Have I Ever provides just this opportunity. This is Jackson's best, strongest work. It is a terrific novel, truly a page-turner. And although Jackson has not shied away from dark subjects in the past, this novel shows her exploring the power of darkness in better, deeper ways than ever before. When about half of all novels purport to be thrillers, this one really is, with plot twists that are sudden, unexpected, and jarring. The novel opens in comfortable domestic banality. A group of women in an upscale suburban neighborhood in Pensacola are enjoying their book group when a new neighbor, Angelica Rue, enters to join the discussion. A novelist can be rated by whether she has contributed a memorable character, a Shylock or a Mr. Darcy, to the canon. Readers will not soon forget Angelica Rue. The name itself is loaded. Rue, spelled like the Cajun flour and butter combination, sounds like Rue, R-U-E, and the women in this neighborhood will rue the day they ever met her. As in the Houseman poem, some hearts will with rue be laden as they recollect their pasts. As for Angelica, that becomes an irony almost too heavy to bear, as Rue is a devil, a clever, scheming imp. Our narrator, Amy Way, describes her. Symmetrical features, matte skin, television pretty, a perfect, long, slim yoga body, hair dead straight and dead black, deep blue sundress. She even has a tattooed flock of tiny birds across her collarbone. Rue has power, magnetism. Amy tells us her friends were all domesticated creatures, but Rue was wild, feral. She entrances the group of housewives, hijacks the book discussion, then the evening, and soon has the ladies in a drinking game. Each will say the worst thing she did today, then last week, then last month, then ever. Tipsy, some ladies reveal peccadilloes they ought not. Amy can tell Rue is gathering the gossip in for future use. What Amy doesn't know is that Rue already has Amy in her sights. She already knows the worst thing Amy has ever done, about 12 years earlier, in another town, under another name. Rue has come to Pensacola especially to blackmail Amy. She must pay, or Rue will blow up Amy's happy marriage, her friendships, the life she has created with her gentle professor husband, teenage stepdaughter, and baby boy. This is not an idle threat. The dark secret of Amy's past is real and terrible. But Amy has spunk. She means to fight for her life against this stranger who has come to town with a teenage boy named Luca, but no husband, who owns a Picasso print and an expensive sports car, but has no furniture and no ready cash. Stalling for time, she becomes the detective, learning that she is not Rue's first blackmail victim. She learns that Rue, utterly amoral, seduces lawyers to get into their laptops. Gathering information on Rue's sordid past, she discovers horror there, true. But just as Shakespeare's Iago is not really driven by jealousy of Cassio, so Rue is not shaped by those experiences. Nor is she the avenging high priestess of karma, abroad in the world delivering justice. These are self-delusions, rationalizations. She's just pure evil. It will be a desperate fight, perhaps to the death.